This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy Show, 1 o'clock hour here on 104.3 WQAM. Let's get to some headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Jaime Jaquez Jr. led the way. No Norm Powell, no problem. Heat beat the Hornets 144-117. They held Ball under his usual triple-double. Heat held, I think, 28-8. They held him to yesterday. Heat are 3-1. They'll go on the road, taking on San Antonio Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Florida Panthers, meanwhile, they lost in the shootout. So Leroy, as we like to say, they got themselves a point. They got themselves a point, but they lost 3-2 in the shootout against Anaheim. Panthers will be at home again on Saturday.
I'm not big on ties. And points for, like, it's just a weird...
I've been a soccer fan my whole life, so I'm very accustomed to, like, you know, the tie. Like, you're not thrilled about a tie, but there's certain times where you get that, or a draw, as we say it in soccer terms. You get that draw, you get 1 point. Point can be valuable. Same thing in hockey. So you'd rather win, but, you know, you get something out of it. You'll take the 1 point.
I guess. Like... That one on the end of a NFL record looks ridiculous.
Yeah. ties in the NFL are kind of like, I like how in college overtime, and I don't like love the whole thing where you just get the ball where you get it, but I like how in college they don't let the games end in ties. And then you get to the point where you have to go for two every time.
I had a tie.
Just 2 point conversions. Did you have a tie?
In college against Iowa. Oh, our coach tried a little trickery, faked the ball to me on the goal line and gave it to another running back, and he fumbled on the one.
Oh,
tie.
So that wasn't your fault.
No.
Oh.
Tie.
When did they stop allowing ties in college? Like, it doesn't happen anymore, right?
Early 2000s?
Okay, yeah.
Has it been that long? Right.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me consult AI on this one. When did college football stop allowing ties? 1996.
1996. Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, look,
on for a while.
Think about this. When I played in, I guess the last Rose Bowl I played in was January of 90, and I got drafted that year. You couldn't advance a fumble. You can only advance a fumble that was behind the line of scrimmage.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Very
now they pick up and go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, next action, I should also mention Inter Miami, Saturday, 7:30 p.m., hosting Nashville. A little postseason action there. Also on Saturday, Miami Hurricanes will be on the road at SMU.
Hey, as Robbie would say, sleepy nooner.
Yeah, it's actually 11 o'clock there. Local time there in Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that. We in Big Ten plays 11 o'clock games.
Yeah, they do. That's right. The big noon kickoffs are oftentimes
when we play Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois. Yeah, anytime we go, like you play that 11 o'clock game, you are up early.
You know, time zones kind of piss me off because, like, you got half of the country.
Wait. Why are you mad at the sun all of a sudden?
No, the thing is, I think people who don't, people who don't live in the one true time zone, which is the Eastern time zone, I think should just have to adopt the Eastern time zone because, like, there are four time zones in the United States, right? If you don't include Alaska and Hawaii, like the real United States, four time zones. But half the people live in the one time zone, the one true time zone in the East. And we're always having to cater to the other people, right? Oh, well, I got to tell you, Central Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Like, everyone should just live in the same time zone. I don't care where the sun is. We adopt the Eastern time zone as the one true time zone.
Really? That sounds weird.
Is it just because you can't?
Yes. He's like Tobin. Can't figure out what the damn time is, even though his phone is telling him. So
go ahead.
Here's what's crazy. Michigan is farther west than New Orleans.
Really?
But Michigan is on Eastern time.
Really?
New Orleans is in Central time.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I thought
the timeline
doesn't
go straight down. The timeline. I remember when I was in college, I dated a girl in college. She was from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, right? And she had her family reunion was in Chautauqua, Wisconsin. Okay. So the way you would get there is you drive up through Michigan, go around the where she lived and one part of the UP, and then where the reunion was just across the border in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, right? Okay. We left at 4:30 and got there at 4:15. Now, this was before iPhone, so I was freaked out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. And don't even get me started on daylight savings. That pisses me off, too.
It was crazy. Just imagine leaving somewhere and getting to the place earlier than, and it was only like a 30-minute trip.
You're a time traveler is what you are.
You know what? That's wonderful.
What?
Yeah, you're just saving time.
Mess with my mentals.
Yeah,
I still.
Would you believe I still remember the meal that I had there?
What was it? Was it good?
It was something I had never had before. It was called lobster something. It was like lobster, almost like clam chowder, but with bread.
So you don't remember the meal you had is what
you're
saying.
No, I know it was...
He remembers eating it.
He remembers there was lobster involved in it.
I know what it is. Lobster Thermidor.
Oh, I've heard of that. I never tried it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So take it back.
It took you a while,
so you know what I was thinking of? When I go to the Crab Shack, that's what I call Rustic Inn. Have you ever been to Rustic Inn? It's awesome. Right?
No.
They have lobster fried Diablo.
Oh, that I've had, yeah.
Yes, yeah. With the clams on the linguine, and then they have all kinds. Oh, man.
Yeah,
but no, rich, it's lobster Thermidor. It's basically, it looks like clam chowder, but with lobster.
Hold on. Oh. I don't think it's called that, though.
What? Lobster because bisque? Is that what you're looking at?
Lobster Thermidor, and it's not like clam chowder.
It has like a cream.
No bread. Or a cream on this.
Hold on.
I'm gonna Google image this bad boy right now.
Take it back.
He doesn't remember because I just looked at the picture too. That looks nothing like what you described.
There's another picture now that looks kind of like what he's describing, but a lot of the pictures are not what you're describing, sir.
No.
So
that's
it looks
not...
like they like chop it up and then they throw it back into
the
shell.
Yes, but see the picture when it looks like it's white and they put it back in the shell. It was just in a bowl.
Okay.
They didn't put it back in the show.
So they didn't. So it wasn't really lobster Thermidor then.
No, it was.
Okay, look, I have some sort of recipe. It's lobster. It has heavy cream.
Okay, there. Take it back right now. Take it back, Jennifer.
Nope.
What do you think heavy cream does? Have you ever cooked?
I said I just saw a recipe.
Okay. And what is the first ingredient?
Not
heavy cream. Which cream? What?
I don't know why you're yelling at me.
Actually, like cream than lobster.
Actually, heavy cream is just a thickener.
Don't look like heavy cream. That's why I went to go research more.
But also, heavy cream is just a thickener. It doesn't make soup. It's not broth.
No, it makes more of a sauce.
It makes more of a sauce. It's like a thick sauce.
Right. Exactly. That I dip my bread in.
That's not what
you
said, though.
You made it seem like you were.
You said it was like clam chowder.
I said because because when I had it, that's kind of what it looked like.
You know what? You out here making us think you're drinking soup.
For real.
No. Look at me. Do I got the body type that look like I do soup?
Leroy, you quite literally compared it to soup.
I said it kind of like, it's almost like clam chowder or something, but it's thicker. I know.
Where was it you ate that? It was in Wisconsin or Michigan or something?
It was in Wisconsin.
I'm not eating lobster that far from the sea. Like I...
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I need to be in a coastal state.
You're a weird bird.
What?
You're like some of your hot takes.
You know what? No, Leroy, this will be something you would actually say.
Right now, he wants it to be 1 o'clock in L.A., right?
Yeah.
And his other take is,
that's
right. Doesn't that make sense? Like, this is a really wide country.
What if you're
okay?
just waking up and you're like, oh my God, it is 1 p.m. already? The sun is barely out. And I know it's like a 3-hour difference, but really?
No, but like, I mean, JFig Brittany, like, back me up on this one. Like, if I'm in Wisconsin, I'm not eating seafood. Like,
no,
with
the time zone one, I don't agree with you on, but with that one, I do agree with you. I grew up in the upstate of South Carolina, very far from the sea. And they would always be like, oh, let's go to this, let's go to this seafood restaurant. I grew up in the upstate of South Carolina.
Yeah, but South Carolina is how far from the ocean?
Four hours. That is far
it's
too
It's not even
that
a couple hundred
far.
Miles.
That's
close.
Too far. That's
Brittany!
Too far. That's too far.
I mean, is it like,
close.
No. Wisconsin is like a 30-hour drive from the nearest ocean.
How about this? So all of the seafood, most of the seafood in the country goes through Shreveport. So we had access to all seafood.
Right,
but the one thing I found amazing is when you go to different parts of the country, the fish that they eat is totally different.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Like
And none of them are native.
I never had mahi in New Orleans.
That's a very Florida thing. Yeah.
Right. Like, or just because it's from the sea. Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's a lot of foods that I never had. Like, we didn't eat, wasn't a whole bunch of lobster in New Orleans. Right. Conversely, I know a bunch of people, as soon as I left Louisiana, that never heard of a crawfish.
Hmm. I disagree with that. No, that I don't think that's fair. The 4 hours is far. Are you guys serious? Accurate. Four hours is not close.
Brittany, look. Normally, I'm going to tell you, bless your heart. Normally,
Don't bless your heart, me. I grew up in the South. You don't say that. You don't say that to me, Leroy. You don't say that to me.
Insult Leroy.
First of all, right? You're saying South Carolina is far from the ocean.
I didn't say South Carolina is far from the ocean. I said where I lived was far from the ocean.
Yeah, but you said 4 hours. That's not far.
That is far.
No, it's not.
They're going to drive. So what? They caught the fish in the morning and they're going to drive it 4 hours to a truck. Absolutely not. No, thank you. I don't want that fish.
You realize when they go catch mahi, sometimes they go 20 miles offshore in South Florida.
Okay, well,
you're just making 20, a reference to like, you know what? 20 miles.
20 miles is not. No. Four hours is not equated to 2 4 hours.
By boat? It takes just as long for you to get to the ocean as that boat to get to the fish.
Right. Well, no, so you're making her point. If it's already 20 miles off the coast, and then you've got to get it to the land and then drive 4 hours.
I just used that as an example.
No. Don't backtrack now. Don't backtrack
now. Backtracking. That's not far.
I don't like it.
You don't like seafood.
I do like seafood when it's fresh, when I'm sitting at a restaurant and I can see the ocean outside
of my
restaurant.
You like stone crabs?
Yes.
You know they cook them on the boat, right?
What?
they cook them on the boat.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. They cook them on the boat.
I really don't appreciate the chat attacking me. When did I ever say South Carolina was far from the ocean? I said where I grew up in the upstate of South Carolina, that was far from the ocean.
But South Carolina, isn't that a...
That's not what I... Okay, for we're not going to twist my words. That's not what
I said. It is a coastal state, but it's wide. It's South
right,
Carolina
I know,
has girth.
But it's really hard to say that I'm from a state that borders the ocean and say I'm far from the ocean. I don't care what part of that state you're from.
I lived in Miami. I was born here. My parents were raised here. Where you can go 30 minutes down the road and go to the beach. Four hours. That's not a day trip. I can't just get in the car one morning and say, I want to go to Charleston and go to the ocean, go to the beach and drive 4 hours and then come back. That's not a day trip. I'm making a trip out of that. So therefore, I lived far from the ocean.
By the way, we have a commercial crabber in the chat, allegedly, who says they do not cook stone crabs on the boat.
Are we believing these people?
I don't know. Like, I could understand if somebody says they're a doctor, they're probably lying. But I don't know. I don't know why someone would lie about being a commercial crabber. Like,
that's not a go-to. Like, when you a fisherman, you ain't got to lie about it. All right.
No.
So I've been kind of
people
won't
lie for anything.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, what is the flu is not contagious. Are we serious?
Whoa! Don't redirect.
Bless your heart, Leroy. That's what you get for blessing my heart. Leroy. That's what you get.
Bless your heart.
Can we get to weather? What weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC?
This show has four commercial idiots. Smeathan, really?
Yeah,
only he would say that, right?
Totally. By the way, we're sponsored weather by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. All right, so Leroy, is it still misting out there?
No, the sun's out, buddy.
Sun's
out, guns out.
83 degrees, low of 74 coming up later on today.
Not just a slight breeze. The cool off is coming, folks. Here he comes, boots with the fur. You know, it gets around 60 degrees. Them Boca women.
Got the whole club looking at her.
Mink coats and fur and all that stuff.
We're making Tobin sound smart, they're saying.
Do you guys know where the hurricane is and what's going on with that?
Yeah, yes. Do you know?
It's about to hit the Bahamas now, right?
Really?
No,
really?
Cuba.
Cuba. Oh, it's still there?
It hasn't moved much yet because Jamaica and Cuba are really close together.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Much.
Yeah.
How's that not going to hit us? I think, hold on. Let me see. Oh, hold on. Let me put on my meteorologist.
We're asking you.
You ready? Want me to tell you why?
Why?
That cold front coming down, right, with that cold air, keeps the hurricane away.
By the way, what did you just do to become? You moved closer to the mic, and then you're suddenly a meteorologist.
No, because here's what happened.
No, suddenly
I was moving to get close, and then I knocked my mic cord out. So then I had to move closer to grab the cord.
Well, because all you did, you're like, hold on, let me become a meteorologist. You moved like six inches closer
to
your
get
microphone.
I wanted to get into my meteorology chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leroy tried to get professional.
No, I can't do that.
Bless his heart.
But I did.
Yeah.
No, boom. But wait, here's why I know so much about weather, right? Because I get up really early to golf, and I'm not going to the golf course unless I have a really good idea of what's going to happen. And so many times I've looked at a weather report from a news station or from the Weather Channel or whatever, and it's not accurate because weather down here is so finicky.
Oh, yeah.
So I would just, you know, when we call, we make a call in the morning, hey, man, are we going to be able to play? Looks like it's bad. I'm like, we show up and it never rains. Nope. Or it rains later.
My dad always says, you don't like the weather in South Florida, wait 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What he always says.
So this has been a really, to me, it's rained, but we've only missed like one day of golf in the summer. That's weird. Usually you miss like 4 or 5 weekends. But the timing of the rain, it's always rain. You ever notice it always rains late in the day or at night? It's been pouring at night. Just a weird thing. So
that's your weather. We'll be back. We'll have more on the 1 o'clock hour. Miami Dolphins and Thursday night action. There are some speculation about possible Dolphin trades before next week. You want to keep it
if
right
I
here.
Would trade. I don't if and it's unfortunate, but this is kind of how I would go with this.
Trade everybody.
If I was going to trade anybody, and we'll tell you when we get back.
Look at that. Jay Figg. Oh, the sign language is on point. We'll talk about it.
It was the angry look. Don't blow kisses now. You gave me the angry look.
She's
you
know scary what? When it she's worked. Angry.
We it talked worked. About this yesterday.
We'll be back. Tobin and Leroy, FM 104.3 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy show. All right, so I've been wondering, Leroy, what you're going to go with here. As you mentioned, what would you do in terms of trades if you're the Miami Dolphins, as we're almost exactly 1 week away? We're a week and 2 hours away from the trade deadline next week. Who would you trade?
So here's how you have to look at this. The only person that could end up biting you in the butt is Jalen Phillips.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, anybody else that you would trade, you're just trading salary or whatever, right? So you still want to try to keep a team, right? Chop Robinson can do what Jalen Phillips can do. Mm-hmm. I don't know who you have on the other side to do what Chubb does.
Mm. Yeah.
Chubb is under contract for another year. I want to say 1 or 2 years.
Maybe 2, right? It's the second.
Maybe
year.
2. Correct. Yeah. Jalen Phillips is not. No. And I keep having flashbacks about Christian Wilkins. Right? Letting him walk for nothing. So either you're going to have to consider how much are we willing to pay Jalen Phillips and maybe go try to start talking to him now. So you're not left in the open of negotiating in the offseason and somebody else coming in like a Baltimore and swooping him and taking him and you get nothing for him. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught in that situation again. So of all the players, I would say Jalen Phillips is the one. Like, you don't have a bunch of veterans on offense. So who are you going to trade? You don't owe Tyreek Hill any more money. No. Jalen Phillips is trying to prove that he could be that guy.
Yeah, I mean, if Tyreek was healthy, you might be able to trade him as a rental somewhere, but his injury takes you out of that.
Correct. So you really don't have that many viable options to trade because everybody's so young. And you actually want him on that first contract. The only guy that you maybe it sucks to say this. The most valuable guy you have may get you a fourth rounder.
Yeah, probably.
Is that saying a lot about your team, right?
And no matter what pick, no matter what draft pick I get in return, I don't necessarily want the current GM making that pick. So,
but do you want him making the deal with the trade anyway?
Right. Well, I definitely don't want him buying. Like, selling is more palatable than
I don't want
him making trades to buy for self-preservation at the expense of the future. Right. But I guess I could live with that.
I would. You know what I would do? I go to Jalen Phillips right now. Trade deadline is Tuesday. I go to his agent right now. Try to work a deal out.
That's if a great not, plan, honestly.
If, yeah, if not,
have to.
And because right now you have the leverage because he's been hurt the last 2 years. And the fact that you're going to him ready to extend him or give him another contract, right? That has to give you some kind of points.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe do that. However, that is the only guy that I can think of. Everybody else is really young.
Yeah. By the way, how many organizational changes do you expect at the end of this season? New head coach, new GM, and like with Greer, I don't think that they fire Greer, but I think they like move him into a different position. Like I think he's a lifer with the organization.
I would say this, and here's what we don't know: who's responsible for some of the moves that have happened, right? Because y'all probably weren't listening when Chris Greer said, oh, Mike has a hand in a lot of those decisions.
Well, he may want you to think that for the,
right,
for the bad
right,
ones.
Right. So in most cases, you could always, I always ask this question, and I'll ask you the question. Is the team have enough talent to win and they're not being put in the right positions to win? Or is there not enough talent to win?
That's a hell of a question, but I think that the drafting and the acquisitions have not been good enough, especially when it comes to the offensive line. I think I can only allow them to fail at that so many times.
Right. My biggest problem with Chris Greer, here's what it is. If I have been called out on my draft picks and the people that I've brought in through the draft or the free agents, the last thing I'm going to do, because it makes me look good, is let a free agent or a draft pick walk.
Yeah.
For nothing.
Right.
And you backed yourself into a corner where you had two guys leave and get $100 million.
Hey, Scooby. Look, Scooby's on screen.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Two guys.
Sorry, I was distracted
and
by
what?
Scooby, but yeah, I do see what you're
Robert
saying.
Hunt and Christian Wilkins both went and got $100 million contract.
Yeah.
Now, I take those guys. I take
and
those two guys and work it out and put them on this team. How much different is your team?
I think considerably.
And that
different.
Was your draft picks.
Yeah, yeah.
You let Van Ginkle walk for $10 million, yeah. And then you ended up having to, like, yeah. So, there's, like, I don't know. I get confused about this portion of it, right? You're drafting good players. I'm going to give you credit for that. But the fact that you can't keep them because of all your other moves. Now, because if I'm a GM and I draft a guy, I'm going to make damn sure that I can keep that guy. That makes me look good.
Right. Okay, so if you're putting more of it on the GM, which I think is fair, would you then keep the coach and give him an opportunity with a new GM? Because I kind of feel like a full reset is needed.
I'm going to have this
conversation.
Well, because here's why I'm hesitant to do that. For one reason. You know, if you get rid of coach and GM, you're going to get another young coach. Everybody wants a retread, But you understand, if you bring in a retread, he going to want the power of the GM. And then we're going to be having that conversation for 3 years. So you're going to end up with another Mike McDaniel. And then we're going to be waiting that out and saying the same things about that. So that's why I don't know what I would actually do. The only thing definitive that I can go with without knowing who's making what decisions is that you've drafted players that aren't here for whatever reason, and you've given a boatload of free agent money for guys who weren't producing.
That's right.
Now, whoever's responsibility that is, that person got to be accountable for that. Has to be.
Boy, can I block Nick in the YouTube chat who said he even mentioned the name Belichick? I know he said it would suck, but like don't even put that in the universe, because if Stephen Ross is reading this, well, he's like, yes,
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Belichick or Chucky? Same boat.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want either of them.
Like, so people, like a lot of times, people just want different. And they throw a whole bunch of names out there without realizing you're going to end up with another Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the reality of it. Look around football. All these new coaches are 38, 40 years old. All of them. So you're going to go through that process again? Or, you know, and I don't know if you should take this route or not. Or you're going to let this coach work through it, because he's proven he can do some good things. So, like, I don't know. Here, I'm scarred. And here's why I'm scarred. Because the same things that are happening here happened with Bill Belichick in Cleveland. They ran him out of town. He went on to win 6 Super Bowls.
You could say it was Brady.
You could say whatever, right? You could say whatever you want to say what it was. But it always happens like this. The organizations who are the most impatient are the ones that always end up losing.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wait. But that's one of the traits of a bad organization's impatience.
In some cases, Stephen Ross has been too patient.
Correct. At what point is too patient, right? That's what I like at some point, even I, who is, I'm trying to be as patient as possible because I know what change is.
Yeah.
Right? I know how hard change is, and I know fans, they want something new, but then when the new comes, you don't necessarily want new. Remember all the coaches you wanted fired, and then they got fired and they brought in new guys, and you go, whoa, how about the Philbin, Cam Cameron? Yeah. Right? You were so happy about change.
And I think about, I know this is college football, but a bunch of these old posts are coming out. So when LSU hired Brian Kelly 4 years ago,
With his family.
But I kept, like, people kept pulling up these old posts of, like, LSU fans and college football analysts about how, oh my God, you put Brian Kelly with LSU's resources, they're going to win every championship. This is going to be the next Saban. Like, all those old posts are getting dug up. And, you know, change is not all, like, they fired a guy who, in Coach O, who had won a national championship there to bring in Brian Kelly. You know, years earlier, they had fired Les Miles, who won a championship there. Yep. So
the only person that left was Nick Saban. I would say that what makes those decisions so very tough, right, is everybody thinks that they can get something better. And you kind of make that move to get something better. And then when you get down to it, the same type of guys available. Now, one thing I would say about Brian Kelly, he has a certain arrogance about him.
Oh, yeah.
He seems like,
I don't know him personally, but he comes off as an awful guy. Like, that's how he comes off.
And so the problem that I have with that is if you're going to be that person, you better have success right away, and I don't want to hear your damn complaints. Yeah. And coaches that come in like that are the coaches that get held to that higher standard, right? Coming out like they're the foremost experts on football, right? This is what we're going to do, and this is, and like, hey, man, that, like, money is, look, Contrary to what I thought NIL was only going to make the big schools bigger.
Yeah.
But it hasn't. Nope. And look at Indiana, Georgia Tech, and look at some of these schools that are you know, in the mix because of NIL.
Texas Tech. I mean,
Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly is Leroy with customer service. No. Boy, I tell you what. That's me. Come get cut that meat.
Cut that meat. By the way, somebody asked earlier, they said, I just tuned back in. Is Leroy defending Greer? No, I don't think you were. I think you were playing like devil's advocate for why to be patient with McDaniel, not so much with
right.
Greer.
Right. No. Like, listen, I always wonder, like, because we don't know the power. We don't know the who has the power, who's doing what. And that usually comes up when everybody getting ready to get fired.
Yeah.
Right?
Always, yeah.
I didn't make that decision. Like, I'm curious to know, right? Because I know a bunch of coaches who would have rather had Herbert over Tua just because of his size.
Yeah.
I know a bunch of coaches that would want that.
Yeah,
they believe in looking
that.
The part.
Hold on. We got a break. We got a break. I got something interesting because we were talking, Leroy.
Jennifer.
We were talking yesterday, Leroy, about the top open college football coaching jobs, crazy coaching carousel.
Yeah.
One of the teams who wasn't in our top three might be about to make a really big hire. You want to keep it right here. 104.3 FM WQAM.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's football season, and you got to keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy show. All right, so Leroy, you know, we talked yesterday about the crazy college football coaching carousel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the LSU job is open, the Florida job is open, the Penn State mm-hmm. job is open. Those are the three biggest jobs. There's a bunch of jobs open. But how about this? Reports have been heating up throughout the day today that Virginia Tech and James Franklin, former Penn State head coach, have mutual interest. And that Virginia Tech apparently is willing to pay him in the $10 million per year range, which is mm-hmm. probably more than double what they paid any coach that they've had before. And this is actually, and listen, I know people say, oh, James Franklin doesn't win the big one or whatever. That would be a grand slam of a hire for Virginia Tech, especially since Franklin, if you look at the players he's recruited to Penn State and to Vanderbilt over the years, he recruits really, really well in the, you know, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, which is a really good recruiting ground and recruits in a lot of the same like Northeastern territories mm-hmm. that Penn State recruits in. So Penn State fans are actually kind of worried that if James Franklin lands at Virginia Tech, you know, a lot of the recruits that were going to go to Penn State are going to go to Virginia Tech.
Can't worry about like, that. You fired the guy. Don't worry about Hey, right. don't worry about hey, hey, point. When you break up, don't worry about what you, who yeah. your ex is dating.
Yeah.
Like, get out of yeah. here.
But like it. That would be like, that. So, I mean, it's like James Franklin is not like the profile of candidate I thought Virginia Tech was going to go after. But
oh, you think they, that one step, like you coming yeah. from, you coming from Miami of Ohio, and then you step up yeah. to Virginia
like
Tech.
You're finding like a G6 coach or like a coordinator somewhere. Like and mm-mm. and honestly, I have wanted to see because like I got no love for Virginia Tech, Leroy, but I have fond memories of them because you know growing up a Big East fan. Frank Beamer era, Michael mm-hmm. Vick, like some tremendous players and tremendous teams have come through Virginia Tech, but you know they've been irrelevant for a really, really long time, and they haven't adapted their football program with the times, which is obviously something Miami's been trying to do recently, invest more in the football program. And so it sounds like Virginia Tech is finally willing to do that. Like if you're going to pay $10 million, which actually that's more than Mario Cristobal's making. He's making, I think, $8 million a year on a 10-year deal. So like yeah, Virginia Tech is getting very serious now.
Yeah. Here's what I would say. When you're Virginia Tech, you got to throw out that kind of money.
Yeah.
Because if you're offering the same amount of money as five other schools, they're probably not going to go to Virginia Tech. So
yeah.
If you're a booster, what's another fair. $2 million? If you're an NIL person, what's another $2 million to get a coach that can recruit all these guys and has been in this area and then has coached at a big time university?
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, I mean, a lot of interest. That's you know, when you're a head coach now, do you have to go in and the first question you have to ask is what is my NIL situation?
Yes, 100%. That is probably the first question. Yeah.
So
and I know that was a big thing, like when Mario Cristobal was considering coming.
Yeah,
back
he said
to Miami.
the commitment to the organization, the right? commitment to the program. Yeah. Right. He was big on that. Well, because keep in mind, guess where he left? Is there any yeah. bigger commitment than Oregon?
No. And Phil Knight was big mad, by the way, because it was, yes. it was, you know, and I know they're happy with Dan Lanning. By the way, Dan Lanning hasn't, you know, won anything more.
He's one of the highest paid coaches in college.
Oh, for sure. Like, yes. I mean, they're very happy with Lanning, but like it hurt Knight's ego, in my opinion, to yes. say like we couldn't convince with our unlimited resources and money, we couldn't convince a guy to stay here and he left us. So yeah, I've heard it said and people have tried to link Lanning to some of these opening jobs, like, oh, would Dan Lanning go to LSU? But Oregon will not let another guy leave. Believe me. No. They won't.
And a lot of times it's the agent doing that so he can get a little bump in pay, right?
Jimmy Sexton, who represents
I would say if I had to think of who was the most desirable job at this point, I'm probably going to lean LSU.
Yeah.
Right? There's so much carnage, though. Florida's had their moments, but are they consistently there like a LSU, a Bama, you know, a Georgia? Like, we take moments and make them the norm. Like, yeah. Florida has always been a school that's been up and down. So for you to say, we want to be more competitive all the time, you ain't never been competitive all the time. You've had your runs. So just take it for what it is. Now, granted, I see why you got rid of the last coach, but still, right? Who else is there? There's a bunch of coaching vacancies.
Penn State.
Who's going to go to Penn State?
Yeah,
you think they'll hire Brian Kelly?
Penn State. Penn State either wants Cignetti from Indiana, but like,
he's not leaving.
There?
He just
He signed the extension. I forgot about that. He signed the extension, or Matt Rhule at Nebraska, who's a Penn State alum.
Well, and listen, and remember Matt Rhule was like that great up and comer, and he went to Nebraska and got lost.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Nebraska has the name, but do they have, like, when you say Nebraska, like, you don't put them in the same boat of what Oklahoma's willing to do or can do.
No.
Right?
No.
You don't Texas A&M, Texas, right? You don't, even though Nebraska has competed with them and have national championships and all this, you don't think of Nebraska like that.
Right.
So,
well, but is there something to be said for, like, in the case of James Franklin? You know, he just spent the last several years at Penn State, and it's funny because, like, Penn State got them back to a point where the expectations became national championship or bust. I mean, it wasn't that before he took that job. That was rebuilding a program that had been decimated by sanctions and scandals and everything, right? But it got to a point where the expectations to Penn State returned, where, like, they're firing James Franklin despite rebuilding that program and an impeccable record at that program. So now if he does take the Virginia Tech job, do you think part of it is, man, gosh, there's a lot less pressure here? That if you win 8 games a year at Black, and he could probably do better than that, but if you win 8 games a year at Blacksburg, they're building you a statue. And you also, your chances to get to the playoffs go through the ACC rather than the Big Ten. So, like, Franklin has already been in the high pressure situation.
Right.
You think he might like the idea? Like, I've done the other thing. Let me go to a place where if I do a pretty good job, they're building me a freaking statue.
Young Dono, you're so naive.
Am I?
Let me explain something to you. You think if any university in this country has boosters that are willing to pay a coach $10 million, that they ain't going to have demands or expectations?
Could those ever be as high at Virginia Tech as they were at Penn State, though? Even if you're paying
for that $10 million, the people that's paying is certainly going to think so.
All right. Maybe you got a point.
Like, it might not even be like the president and the athletic director could say, hey, this is what we know what we are. We just want to be competitive. We want to get back into the race. We want, you know, to maybe build something in the future. But that guy, what if that guy's ponying up the $10 million? He's like, nah, buddy, turn around like you did Penn State right away.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm Virginia Tech. This is the problem, right? The problem is that they think the money changes who you are. Your school is still going to be your school, whether you're paying $10 million or $2 million for your coach. Yeah. That's what Mario did here. Mario came down here and said, hey, if you don't want to be the same old you, you got to start making a commitment to the program. And I'm not coming there unless you're willing to do it.
Yeah.
There you have it. So, yeah, man, like, look, the athletic director, the president can be realistic, but are the people putting up that money going to be realistic?
Yeah,
look at all the boosters yelling about what we want to do. Fire him. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess the expectations are about to go way up in Virginia Tech. And again, like that, and if they do put the other resources you talk about, NIL and stuff, again, like that area of the country, it's, you know, I'm not saying it's as good as Florida. Florida is the high school football capital of the world, but the DMV area, there's a lot of talent there.
Yes.
So, like, you can do really well recruiting that
area.
Yes,
especially when you compete with Maryland.
Yeah.
Virginia.
Yeah.
JMU,
whatever else they got up there.
Now, I will say Maryland has a lot of backing, too.
Yeah.
They have Under Armour.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're like one of the big remaining Under Armour schools. A lot of the other ones.
No, the guy went there.
That's why they had the ridiculous. Oh, yeah. That's
why they had the ridiculous helmets and the ridiculous uniforms. Yeah. So yeah, they are basically East Coast Nike.
Yeah.
Or said, let me, I don't want to say this about Nike. Timu Nike.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it real. Nah, I'm not taking away nothing from them, but I'm just saying that they are doing the same thing Nike is doing on the East Coast, but they ain't big as Nike.
No. Well, that'll do it for today's episode of Tobin and Leroy. Again, I'm having a great time filling in for Tobin, all the silly
sauce
we've been having.
Jennifer?
Yeah, why are you smiling? Oh, you're smiling because I'm breaking on time.
Because you're breaking on time. We're listening. You know, we're doing a good job. And also because people love your video, Leroy. Just a quick FYI.
Which video?
No.
So
no.
We We filmed a TikTok video.
She made me do a TikTok.
If you would like to see it.
Why are you saying no, no, no?
It's on my Instagram and it's on my TikTok. Yes.
I'm going to find that.
Just JFig.
I'm going to find that and I'll comment tomorrow. Hawk and Crowder and Solana are coming up next. Huge thanks to Leroy.
No, don't give me the little BS heart. No, no.
JFig, Brittany. No. I'm going to check this video out, Leroy. I'll have a full review tomorrow right here on FM.
I didn't know she was going to do a production.
I told you.
It was ambush.
We had like lights down in the thing. Come on.
That was actually all it just happened. I didn't plan for any of that.
JFig, throw the Instagram and Twitter and TikTok handle one more time so I can find that.
Just JFig. Just
okay. JFig. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 104.3 WQAM.
I'm not a fan of meat next to my Snickers. I got a tight ass. I'm not a fan of meat next to my Snickers.
Mama 3.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's football season, and you got to keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.